From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami.
The FCS contenders start to emerge as Tarleton State retains its number one ranking this week. The stunned silence from football fans in Brookings, South Dakota last Saturday night was much like that coming from LSU's home crowd 1,200 miles to the south down in Baton Rouge. The South Dakota State Jackrabbits were taken to the proverbial woodshed by rival North Dakota State 38-7. The Bison shut down the Jackrabbits' potent running game and snorted their way to a 31-7 halftime advantage as the hometown fans in South Dakota sat in shock. North Dakota State retained the coveted Dakota Marker Trophy for one more year and improved its record to 8-0 this year. South Dakota State dropped to 7-1 and hopes that they will get another shot at NDSU in the FCS playoffs coming up right after Thanksgiving. Speaking of the playoffs, let's review the SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25 Ranking Methodology. The defending FCS champions from North Dakota State just moved into the number 2 position in this week's SwampSwamiSports.com FCS rankings. Most other people would give that top spot to the unbeaten Bison based on their prior history, and it has been a glorious one for NDSU and this year's undefeated 8-0 start. However, the 9-0 Tarleton State Texans have posted one more victory already this season. They've also gone to West Point and played FBS opponent Army, winning that game 30-27. Sure, Army is only 3-4 this season, and it's likely that North Dakota State's team probably is capable of beating Army this season too. But that's the exact point of why I do these rankings. North Dakota State was not able to even find an FBS opponent that wanted to play them this season. Nobody wants to get beat by the Bison. So NDSU must keep on winning and just bide its time, waiting for the right moment in order to overcome Tarleton State. The Swamp Swami rankings give credit to the team with the most wins every week. So when your favorite team does take a bye week, there's a good chance that another team is going to play, win, and pass your team in the standings the following week. The record of the teams of which you're playing are considered. Beating a lot of cupcakes, sorry about that, Tennessee Tech, means that another team with the same record who has a victory over a talented opponent will get more credit. Every week I look at your favorite team's won and loss record along with the records of the teams which your favorite team has played earlier this season. So a win over a 3-1 team early in the year will be discounted if that team has already faltered to a record of 3-4 now. More weight is also given to a team when your best win of the season comes on the road. North Dakota State's win at 7-1 South Dakota State Saturday night vaulted the Bison from number 6 last week all the way into the number 2 spot this week. And likewise, Presbyterian's first loss of the year, 35-19 at Dayton, dropped the Blue Hose, now 7-1, from number 2 last week down to number 7 this week. The 6-2 Dayton Flyers vaulted from number 24 last week all the way to the number 15 spot this week with their victory over a 7-1 opponent. Your team can only beat the opponents which are on the schedule each year. So here's your question. Would our number 2 and 8-0 North Dakota State beat number 1 9-0 Tarleton State? Perhaps, but we're going to have to wait for the FCS playoffs in order to prove it. And now, speaking of the wacky racers of the FCS, let's review the conference records heading into the month of November. In the Big Sky out west, the Montana Grizzlies are 8-0. UC Davis Aggies 7-1, and Montana State is 6-2, but they all have a perfect 4-0 within the Big Sky Conference. Montana State will face an uphill climb to the conference battle. UC Davis is going to travel to Montana State to play the Bobcats on Saturday, November 15th, and then Montana State has to visit intrastate rival Montana in the season finale on November 22nd. Now the Coastal Athletic Association, the CAA, where the Rhode Island Rams at 7-2 and Monmouth Hawks at 7-1 are both unbeaten in conference play. And Villanova is lurking just one game back in the CAA race at 5-1 within the league. Rhode Island has one tough road game remaining at 4-4 Maine to play the Black Bears on November the 15th. If they should stumble, Monmouth toughest opponent remaining on the schedule comes November 8th with a home encounter against 5-4 New Hampshire. Now to the Ivy League, where 6-0 Harvard is the lone unbeaten team right now in the Ivy League. They're trailed by just one game, though, in the standings by a quartet including Dartmouth at 5-1, Yale at 4-2, Penn at 4-2, and Princeton at 3-3. The Harvard Crimson is going to host Princeton on November the 15th, and they'll finish on the road with their annual battle against Yale on November 22nd. Now to the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, better known as the MEAC. The MEAC waited until last weekend to start their conference action. Delaware State at 5-3, South Carolina State at 5-3, and Howard at 4-4 all posted opening week conference victories to tie for first place. The Delaware State Hornets appear to have a slight home edge, though, as they'll host both Howard on November 15th and South Carolina State the next week on November 22nd in their home stadium in Dover, Delaware. To the Missouri Valley Football Conference we go, as North Dakota State's win over previously unbeaten South Dakota State last Saturday has put the Bison on top of the conference standings as well. NDSU is only one half game ahead, though, of their intrastate rival North Dakota's Fighting Hawks, who are 6-2. The battle for the state bragging rights in football will come on Saturday, November 8th, in Grand Forks, the home of University of North Dakota. In the Northeast Conference, this is the only conference in the FCS which currently does not have a representative in my SwampSwamiSports.com FCS rankings. Why is that? Well, the top team in the Northeast Conference so far has been Central Connecticut, who's 5-3 overall, but 3-0 in the conference. The Blue Devils lead by one game over Duquesne, who is 5-4, and Stonehill, who's 3-5. Central Connecticut will host Stonehill on November 8th and must travel to Duquesne the following weekend on November 15th. The Ohio Valley Big South Alliance has unbeaten and number 8-ranked Tennessee Tech off and running this season. The Golden Eagles are already 8-0 overall and 5-0 in conference play. Gardner Webb is 5-3. UT Martin at 3-5 are both one game behind in the conference standings. Tennessee Tech will host Gardner Webb this Saturday at 12 noon on ESPN+, and close out the regular season on the road at UT Martin on November the 22nd. Let's check out the Patriot League. Lehigh at 8-0 and 3-0 in conference, and Lafayette at 5-3 overall but 3-0 in the Patriot, are leading by one game right now over Georgetown. That's right, the football-playing Georgetown Hoyas are 5-3 and 2-1 in conference action. Lehigh's Mountain Hawks will host Georgetown this Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Lehigh will conclude its regular season on November 22nd by visiting rival Lafayette to play the always tough Leopards. The Pioneer Football League has the Drake Bulldogs from Des Moines, Iowa, leading a very crowded group atop the Pioneer Football League this week. Drake is 5-2, 4-0 in conference play. Just one game behind is a trio of Dayton, who's 5-2 overall, 4-1 in conference. Presbyterian is 7-1 overall, 3-1 in the Pioneer. And Butler, 5-3 overall, and 3-1 in conference. The Drake Bulldogs, the leaders right now, will travel to Butler this Saturday and then must hit the road again to face Dayton on November the 15th. The Southern Conference is also known as the SoCon. And a three-way race is underway right now involving Mercer, who's 6-1 and 5-0 in the SoCon. Western Carolina is 5-3 overall, but undefeated at 4-0 in the conference. And the Chattanooga Moccasins are 4-4, but 3-1 in the conference. This week's number 12-rated Mercer Bears will have a bear of a schedule remaining. Check this out. Mercer must now travel to 5-3 Furman this Saturday, 1 p.m. on ESPN+, then go to Western Carolina on November 8th, and return home for Chattanooga on November the 15th. That's going to be a toughie. While we're down south, let's check out the Southland Conference. As the surging Lamar Cardinals are now 7-1 overall, but are in a three-way tie at the top of the Southland at 4-0 within the conference. The Southeastern Louisiana Lions are 6-2 overall and 4-0 in the conference, as are the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks, who are 6-2 and 4-0 in the Southland. All have a chance to grab the league's crown. Lamar is going to face Southeastern Louisiana at home on November 8th, and then has to travel to Nacogdoches, Texas, to face SFA the following Saturday on November the 15th. That conference is going to have a wild finish. Let's look into the Southwestern Athletic Conference, the SWAC. 5-3 Grambling's big road victory at Jackson State, who's now 7-2, last weekend has left the SWAC wide open. JSU, Alabama State, Bethune-Cookman, and Florida A&M all have one loss in the SWAC's Eastern Division. But then on the west side of the bracket, it's 7-2 Prairie View, who's 4-0 in conference, leading by one game over 4-3 Texas Southern. The Panthers of Prairie View travel to 5-2 Alabama State this Saturday for a 2 p.m. game, which is going to have a major effect on the SWAC conference standings. And finally, the United Football Conference. Can anyone catch 9-0 Tarleton State? Possibly so. The only team with a reasonable chance, though, is Abilene Christian, who's 4-4 overall, but 3-1 in conference. And timing is everything, right? Tarleton State's Texans are going to hit the road this weekend for a showdown with none other than the Wildcats of Abilene Christian this coming Saturday at 3 p.m., with the game being televised on ESPN+. If you want to check out my complete top 25 for the FCS this week, go to SwampSwamiSports.com. Once again, it's SwampSwamiSports, all one word, .com, and check out the FCS Top 25 for the week ending Saturday, October 25th, 2025.